Shir Chavchas Yed Dalet Parshas Vayishlach.
Avul Ktsas Kosher. This is a stelling of kasha on the Ri. The Ri was mechadesh that psikresha deloy nichalei. The Ri was mechadesh that psikresha deloy nichalei is also. Could be it's not chayev, but it's also. The loike aoruch, the aoruch zeh psikresha deloy nichalei is muta. The Ri is mechadesh that psikresha deloy nichalei is not muta. Zogt Teisus, aber ktsas kosher, ps a kleine kasha. Be'etzem kilu, I have another gemara that steht as evi de aoruch. This is better than the words ktsas kosher mean. I have another gemara that steht as evi de aoruch. Ipsik reisha de lo nichele osur. I want to say that ipsik reisha de lo nichele is osur. I have a shtikel kasha. Amayke omar rabbe perek chovis kvoshim shesochton legufon potu vemuto. Person takes kvoshim means things that are pickled, fruits or vegetables that are inside water, kovush, and you squeeze them. Legufon potu vemuto, you're allowed to. Lemeimom is a machlekes, aber legufon potu vemuto. Hoil ven tzorich lemayim ayoitzim, he doesn't need the water. Zahashto, afal gav dein tzorich, hoyo li is also. Lefi de oruch, I understand. Psikresha de lo nichele is muta. He doesn't want the water. Psikresha de lo nichele is muta. Aber if you hold the loike oruch, so teis is shlogged up the oruch. And the two gemaras that is muta, he answered mitzvah shayni. The two gemaras that are muta, he answered mitzvah shayni. This is what he answered on both of the gemaras, that mitzvah shayni. This is what he has in the two gemoras, mitzvah shayin. But now we have a gemora that is not a mitzvah. You take a pickle and you squeeze it, because you don't want the pickle to have water inside. And state, shesochtom legufon, potu v'muta. L'chur et zaraya, the psikreshen de l'nichele is muta. Zaraya, the psikreshen de l'nichele is muta. So it's a kasha and the reed that disagreed with the oruch. And Tesis answers, "Vayim read metzil lemeimar the davka kvoshim shori, that when nismedek beuchle deifras, it's like cutting food. It's not called dishe. Mefarik is one out of the other. Here, everything is called food. The ancient mashki olav, it's called food. Kedam brinan the afilu lememeim is a mandoma that potur, but also and is not chayev. Pashas, if it's called water and the heter would be like the oruch, this is finished to say like this. If the oruch, the heter is like the oruch, it's a psikresha de lo nichalei, so if he's squeezing it because he wants the liquid, then it's melocha de reise. And it's man de omar and the gemara that says, afilu le memeriam is potur aval osu. So state klor in that man de omar that is not a real liquid. That even if you mechaven, be'etzem is man de omar that is potur aval osu, but not potur, but it's not chayev. So is a mandoma that you're not chayev, even if you do it lememeyem, so it's like food. It's like a person could slice food, it's not called dishe, if he takes out the white out of the heart and the bread, the soft out of the crust. Havada is not chayev, it's not dishe. Same thing here, the liquid inside, the pickle, is not called a dishe. This is the tesis. In this piece of tesis, the Velt has two elements. Tesis be'etzem, seder advorim is, this tesis is back and forth. The oruch is right, the oruch is wrong. So the oruch said, psikresh le'nichele is muta, raya fun zilu fun oshante. And the tesis says, no, it's also. I this gemara, mitzvah shayni. So tell you, but I have a gemara that it's muta. Kvoshim shesochtom legufon. Kvoshim shesochtom legufon. Potu v'muta. Akasha and the oruch. Misi psikresh le'nichele is muta. This is answer, dear, it's a pickle, it's food, it's not called dish. Frag the Welt, why Rab Kiva Eger didn't ask his kasha here? What is the Shaykh? Tesis is asking, I have a kasha. If the oruch is wrong, so why it's muta? If the oruch is right, it makes sense that it's muta. Why? Psikresha delay nichalei. I don't need the liquid. I just want to squeeze the pickle. but you mechaven to squeeze. This is called mechaven. The oruch was matir, davar she'eino miskaven, the oruch is matir. Davar she'eino miskaven, psikrei she'deloi nichalei, the oruch is matir. Eino miskaven, aber miskaven? It's going to be blog that's a gufa, but it has to be also. The header of the oruch is davar she'eino miskaven. Boyel and makes a pesach, goyer savson and makes a charitz. Comes and takes out the ear. But if a person is mechamed to the melocha ale, if a person is mechamed to the melocha ale, if you mechamed to the melocha ale, you don't say psikrei shedeloi nichalei shori. This is Rabbi Kiveiger's kasha. What Rabbi Kiveiger asks? Why a person im lasis lo im lo itzi leicha muter mefis muser im lasis lo pechayev im lo itzi leicha muter patu bemuter why it's muter for the oh psikrei shedeloi nichalei. Fight Rabbi Kiveiger is not psikrei shedeloi nichalei. He wants to make the oh. Even if he's not mechaven, he's mechaven to lo itzi leicha. He's not mechaven to do the pesach. But if he's doing the melocha alone, has to be also. If he's doing the melocha alone, has to be also. Does he give in the kasha for Rabbi Kiveiger? So we answer. So the world frag, why Rabbi Kiveiger, three times he asked it on Pesach. He can't ask it once on this. Why he can't ask it here? Why he asked it three times he's asking on Pesach? Hazal nusach, hazal nusach, hazal nusach. Stel the kasha here gleich. Stel the kasha. Stel the kasha. Taisa says, שסוחתם לגוף המותר. פרייז זוכת איזה לפי דאורך זה גשמח לא, לפי דאורך זה שווה, why it's not, why it's מותר. אם לפי דאורך זה not מותר, he's מחווה. אז אי פרייק דבר. So, it's two תירוצים in the world. One terrace the world says, maybe Rabbi Kiveiger knew what we said yesterday in Shir, or we answered Rabbi Kiveiger's kasha. That in Shabbos, the Isur is the Meloche, he's not busy with the Meloche. Just in Pesach, Rabbi Kiveiger did not understand that there's a difference. He's making the hole. Like everyone was arguing yesterday night. He's mechavet to make the hole himself. You can't call that he's mechavet to do different zachen. Over here, squeezing and liquid coming out, that he wants this to be dry. You're right that it's duch that the liquid is coming out. But he's busy doing the pickle to dry the pickle. He's not busy. Here, Rabbi Kiveiger is asking, he's doing the hole, he's doing the hole. Lom des Pesach. He's doing the hole. He's mechavet to the same thing. Here, Rabbi Kiveiger knew that you could say the lom des that we said. Siken zay. The Iglital says that Rabbi Kiveiger didn't ask. Losh Natesis is not mashma like that. But the Rambam says, legufam potu, he doesn't squeeze the pickle because he wants it to be dry. He wants to serve, it's a mushroom, the kvoshim is cooked potatoes. Yeah? He's not squeezing the potatoes because he wants the potatoes to be dry. He wants to serve his son potatoes, so he's mashing them. He's not trying to take out the liquid, he's trying to make it squash. And the liquid comes out for Shaitman. Oh, but that's the double shayna miskaven. He's not trying to take out the liquid. As I said, when Rambam brings it down, kvosim shesochtum legufam, loshon Rambam, in perek chof alef, aloch yud gimel, is shirotzo lerakchom. So lefi them, it's Rabbi Kiveiger, not as the kasha. You might say, it's not so much the loshon ha-teisvis. Can't say. So this is the why Rabbi Kiveiger didn't ask. As another ore, the Welt is aimed here on Teisves. Another ore. The Welt says as they. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, Ari Be'etzem, the Kasha is not a Kasha Bichlal. Rabbeinu Tam said that if you soichet with the soilech le'ibut, you're not chayev. Rabbeinu Tam said, soichet that is soilech le'ibut, you're not chayev. It's not a maisa dish, and it's mutar lekatchile on the oruch. So what Tesis is asking? Aval kosher keilu shver of the shver. If I don't hold like the oruch, how I will answer this gemara? I will answer like Rabbeinu Tam. Ein derech dishu bekach. Tesis forgot the sidor Rabbeinu Tam. Answer ein derech dishu bekach. He asked me a kasha. How I will answer this gemara? A shver gemara. I will answer that this Gemara is ein derech tisha bekach. The Oruch himself learns it's called Dash. The Heter in the Sugya is Psikreisha de Loi Nichele. The Oruch Lashitos says it's Mutter, it's not a Kasha. Ya'avul Ktsas Kasha, if we don't hold like the Oruch, how we will answer that Gemara? That Gemara is easy to answer. It's Ein Derech Dishe Bekach. Does it the Chilish from Rabbi Nutah? What? So the kasha is not stam if you don't hold from the oruch how to answer it, because that is not a kasha. It's not a kasha bichlal. It's not a kasha bichlal. Why is not a kasha bichlal? Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's ein derech dishe bekach, chom ateret. So if I want to fit the shas, to organize, rayas to the oruch, okay, the oruch l'shitoso is three rayas. Mezalfim, hoishante, and now Kvoshim shesochlo. Before it tastes as terrors. But lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's bichlal na nakash. It's bichlal na nakash. So the whole kash is lefi deri. Deri are learned that hoylech le'ibud is a meloche. And this is the way the Ri wanted to explain Mesachta and Nezaita. That the Isur is and Mesachrita and Nezaita mitzad etz oylech le'ibud. This is what the Ri wanted to say. And the first pshat, so keilu lefi the Ri that it'll be osu. And our sugya, it'll be osu and our sugya, because segregation le'nichele is osu, and the Ri is asking a kasha. So he's not asking a kasha be'etzem how we will deal with the oruch. To deal with the oruch, mot ha'etze, Rabbi Nutam. But the Ri himself did not learn like Rabbi Nutam. So how the Ri will manage with that gemara? How the Ri will manage with that gemara, right? Zog the Welt, so we could read Taisa's kasha now different. He's not asking that gemara is good lefi the oruch. He's meramez it. He says, how the Ri said that hoylech le'ibud? It's called a meloche. Kvoshim shesochtom legufom, shtei that it's mutter. Alme, it's not a meloche. He's trying to prove that Rabbeinu Tam is right. He's not trying to prove that the oruch is right. He's trying to prove Rabbeinu Tam started the thesis that is no meloche. Ri said that is a meloche. Aval ktsas kosher, Ri, how you will explain that gemara? Ari lechur and that gemara is mashma like Rabbeinu Tam. So if this is what Taisus is trying to say, that gemara will go lefi Rabbeinu Tam, so maybe it's not a kasha why Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't ask, but he's miskaven. Taisus means to say, and that gemara is muchach, that is no derech disha bikach. Losh na Taisus not so gishmak. So again, am I mean? We have a kasha why Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't shtal as a ore here. Why he only shtal it before? One a ore. Second order we have that lefi Rabbeinu Tam it's not a kasha. The teretz is he's not going lefi Rabbeinu Tam, but Ken Zan he was trying to prove like Rabbeinu Tam, and lefi them Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is also not a kasha. Taisus was not trying to prove that the oruch is wrong. He was beikir trying to prove that there's no derech disha. This is one chelik of Taisus. Now Taisus is mamshich ve'oid. Ve'oid yeshloima. What is the ve'oid yeshloima? Going back to the beginning of Taisus. If we put it down, we have three mahalchim in Taisus. Taisus be'etzem has a kasha. What is the avere to put mesachisa de nazaise arei ein melaben beyayin? Araye, because mesananim sudorim, and they didn't make a gzeire. And Taisus, the first mahalach is ein libun beyayin. Kol ha'melach lech boiloi, ein libun. Second teretz Ri said, yesh libun beyayin. So why they didn't make a gzeire? Anyway, it smells, so people will not come to squeeze it. Ve'od yesh lo'imar, yesh libun b'yayin. So why Chazal did not make a gzeire not to sift wine in a sudorim, and they're not scared that you will come to be soichet? They call dobo shodom oise b'meizid. When a person is aware to what he's doing, lo shaykh le'meim Hashem o yischot. Svoru, kevon sheledas kenu oise. ולהוכי גם במסיין ומסיין לא יחשין את שמו יסחוי יש מלאבן ביין. So when a person squeezes the shmata into the mesachisa de nazaise and the liquid is coming out, he's over mitzad melaben. He's over mitzad melaben. And the man of the whole sugi is good. It's einem miskaven. He's not mechaven to melaben. He's mechaven to squeeze the shmata into the mesachisa. Aber lemaise, the liquid comes out. The mice and the liquid comes out, and the mele is melabin. The mele is melabin. The mele is melabin. Aye, so why is no gzeirim esanim sudorim b'yayin? The answer is called davar shuoisim b'meizid. Chazal will never go. He's what minoisim b'meizid. When he takes the wine and he sifts it in the cloth, he's aware to what he's doing. Aye, so why ahoylech lehagbil ahoylech b'shabes v'poga be'amas amayim? The Gemara says he can't walk inside the water. Gzeir Hashem yischot. Frek the agoyes ashri. He knows what he's doing. He's walking into the amas amayim. So in the agoyes ashri, you have it wrong. What happens when you go and you see a river? So what do you try to do? So like that goes to show you, you fold your pants, you pick up your jacket, and you try to go. Sometimes you're not lucky, the pants fall in the middle. This ain't his coven. He's not going to, Poga Ba'am HaSamayim doesn't mean that he's going to swim now. Is it Ba'am HaSamayim? He's not mechaven to make himself wet. He has to walk a little bit in the water. And the Gemara says, so the mele, v'osi shapiro, the nido ma'aremes v'teveles v'boket yodel. The nido goes into the water with her clothes. The nido goes into the water with her clothes. Dear Eina Chanami, she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. V'chena oylech la'ayim b'nei raboi, oyver ad savori b'mayim. That is good. If it's a little bit of water, it's a problem to go. Because then you're not mechaber. If it's a lot of water, you're allowed to go. Lefisha adas ken oise. Frek de agoy soshi in the marsho, so why you're not allowed to be mat? So why you're not allowed to be mat bil keilim b'shabes? Teiz bodan, the Gemara says, Ein matbilim es hakelim. You're not allowed to matbil kelim b'shabes. Why are you not allowed to be matbil kelim b'shabes? Shema yischot. Are you doing it b'chavone? Zog da goyes oshri. Dear agav that he's torit b'mitzveh, while he's busy to do the mitzveh, he will forget if hilchi shabes. He will forget if hilchi shabes, and he will come to be soichet. Frank the Marsha Barazay, the Magoesoshi, so Nido Matveles Godea Bashabas, she's busy with the mitzvah. What?
Which mitzvah?
To mat with the Kalim.
That's a mitzvah.
Yeah. Also here, the same Kalim. So Bemele, both of them is a mitzvah. So what is the answer? Zakhtar Azay, when a person is mat bil Kalim, Avadi is busy with the mitzvah, Zakhshash, and Agav the mitzvah, we will forget. Nido. But the nida has to be tabled without clothes. Why dear said that the nida is tabled with her clothes? We're talking that the clothes are also tome, but you can't be metayer clothes in yontif because it's a gzeir. So what she does is she wears the clothes, and agav she's allowed to go in. She's allowed to go with the clothes. She thinks to herself, "I'm mot nezach. Person goes into the mikveh with clothes. No, because in Shabbos you're not allowed to table clothes. So I'm doing it. So she remembers that in Shabbos we're not allowed to be table clothes because of chashash geschite. So then she, for sure she will remember. Stam when a person is mad b'lkeilim b'Shabbos, he will forget. Cheshbein, right? Umir yikin lemeim arosan amitz b'shayin. Uba'oruch pirash lo shenacher mesachisa den azayte stimas gigi shel sheicho osu lehotko. So what Teis is brought in the beginning that is two mehalchim. Rashi ve'aoruch bechad pirushe v'seder tanoim v'amiroim learn the sugyas mitzad soichet. Now Teis finishes the Teis with that is another reason why you're not allowed to do misachisa din azayse mitzad boine. Mitzad boine. Zok terazay. ובאורך פירש לו שנאחר מזרין הזייס הסתים אז גיגיס אשר עושו להיות לשם הטבעת על הסתים אצל הגיגיס ויעשה כלי בשבץ סוג תרפתי זה דוזן אנסטן ואין נראה לרי היחדום אם דייתו לבעת לשם בשעס הנוח מהי פסיק ראי ששייך כאן מיד הוא עושה כלי שנסכבן לעשה עשרה אם אין בדייתו לבעת לשם אם כן לא יביא פסיק ראי ש ויש לימר בדויך כסיסרי תירה שהוא מסכבן לבעת לו ואין מסכבן לעשיס כלי ושייך בפסיקרי שאויל ואין מסכבן לגמרי לעשיס כלי. What is it? It's boina when he puts it inside. It's boina when he puts it inside. אין מכוון לעשיס כלי. אין מכוון לעשיס כלי. אבל למעשה is עושה כלי. So it's אין מסכבן and it's a פסיקרי ש if it's boina, it's boina. If it's not boina, it's not boina. It's boine. It's a psikreisha. Well, what is going on here in Tesis? וישלם בדויחה, כשהוא מסכוון לבט לו, אינו מסכוון לאסיס כלי, ושאר פסיקרי שאויר ואינו מסכוון לגמרי לאסיס כלי. So the world says, שטטו אין תספס, the יסוד we were saying last שיעור. A person has a barrel of wine and is licking. He has a hole. He takes a שמטה, he puts it inside. Now if he's planning to put it in and out, there's no problem בכלל, there's no שייכס. This person is planning to leave it there for good. No vas. בעצם, it's boine because it becomes a part of the keli. But he's not planning to make it a part of the keli. He's not planning to make it a part of the keli. He's just pushing it inside. He wants it to stay there. Now, what he's mechaven, he doesn't want the wine to come out. But he's not planning to make the melocha of boine. So it's called double she'ena miskaven. Avadi will have a kivayegas kash here for sure. He knows what he's doing. The doing is to stuff it. But the melocha is boine, to make a keli. He's not trying to make a keli. The daita is not to make a keli. The daita is just to fill up the hole. So val bedaita is just to fill up the hole. Val bedaita is just to fill up the hole. Daino that the wine will not come out. But he's not mechaven to be boine. So val is not mechaven to be boine. So it's psikresha. Lemaisa to be boiner, aber davar shen miskaven is mutter. Zog the Gemara, but moi derev shem psikreish that it's also and avad it's nichalei. But melin our sugi it's also. This is the tesis. Before we go to the Reb Chaim and from there to build up etzem the sugi, I want to start with one more chelik that we have a shlomo here, and etzem the lomdus already is written there. Maybe the nusach of the lombus will have to have avoida. Listen carefully. The oruch bought two rayas that psikresha de loy nichele is muta. We already know three. Kvosim, shesochtam legufan. The oruch bought two rayas that psikresha de loy nichele is shori. Mezalfin yain al gabe amizbeach. Psikresha. Psikresha de loy nichele. Melakti manovim beyontef, psikreishe, frag the Gemara. Is lo yishante achise, lo yinichalei. The Teretz says psikreishe de lo yinichalei shori. Tesis answered, you know why it's mutar moke mitzvah. But we mentioned yesterday, Rashi learns that psikreishe de lo yinichalei is also. And even with moke mitzvah, Rashi does not accept the answer, not on ziluf and not on yishante. Not because he holds his dairais and Mokam Mitzvah will not help, only for different reasons. But Rashi doesn't know from Psikresha de Leinichale. Rashi is not Mekabal the Teretz of Psikresha de Leinichale. And Rashi holds that it's also. Now, Rashi holds that it's also. So, Daoruch has two Sheine Rayas, Ziluf and Oishant. Ziluf we already answered. Rashi says, Efshar betipim dakim, Ashvere Rashi. We said already Teire, Rashi Lishitosa says it, Tesis, the Oruch doesn't like it. Today I want to Oisek and the second Raya from the Oruch. Doishante. Doishante. What is the Gemara of Doishante? The Gemara in Suke, it's a Peledike Rashi. The Gemara says like this, Sukkah Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbonon, Ein Mematim Biyontef, Mishum Rab Lezer Bereb Shimon Omru Mematim. You're allowed to pick off the grapes. Frek the Gemara, Vokom Etaken Mone, you're fixing the Adasim. Omar Ravashi Sheliktom Leachilo, he's not Mechaven. ורב לזר ברב שימן צובה לכאבו את דאומר דובו של מסכוון מוטר. The heter of the grapes is דובו של מסכוון. פרק דגמור והבאי ורוב את העמוד הווי ומוי לרב שימן פסיקרישה. פסיקרישה זה עושו. הוכה במאי הסכימן דה איסלה או אישנטה אחריסה. What is the answer? Again, why are you allowed to take up the grapes? The reason you're allowed to take up the grapes, אין המחוון. Frag the Gemara about psikreishe. The Isla Yishante Achrisa. So the Oruch says, Oishante achrise, psikreishe de loy nichele is muta. Psikreishe de loy nichele is muta. Rashi holds psikreishe de loy nichele is also. So what is the answer of the Gemara? How Rashi will answer the Raya from Oishante? Why are you allowed to? You write that you mechaven leachile, what Rashi says? What is the answer of the Gemara? Well, it is a psikreishe. It is a psikreishe. Ah, it's a psikreishe gomu. It's a psikreishe gomu. So the Oruch learns, but Isla Yishante Achise, psikreishe de lenichele is muta. This is the Oruch. Psikreishe de lenichele is muta. Ah, but we don't hold like the Oruch. Psikreishe de lenichele is also. So what is the answer? Rashi says a mot nezach. Look in Rashi in Suke. Leitzrich et Isla Yishante Achise, veloitzorich lehai, Hilkach Enkan Tikun Kli. Poradulo. I don't know if Taisa says the same thing. I don't know if Rashi says. But I don't know if Taisa says the same thing. Rashi says, Isla Yishante Achise, Hilkach Enkan Tikun Kli. Maskim? It's not Metaken. He has enough Adasim. Enkan tikun kli. Everyone asked me in Seder, why enkan tikun kli lemaisa it's metaken. But that's nishken kash. If he doesn't need it, it's not real. If a person builds a house, if he doesn't need it, it's called boine. If a person doesn't need the adasim, it's not called falozach afrashi. It's not called tikun kli. We could understand that. Maybe Taisus also says Taisus. Maybe. I'm asking you a shayla. So lefir Reb Shimon it's muter and lefir Reb Yehuda it's also. He's picking off the grapes because he wants to eat. Frek de Meiri. He doesn't. Rashi told us to. The guy is taking off the grapes because he wants to eat grapes. Double shein and miskaven. Frek de Gemara, but he's metaken. He's not mechaven. From a psikreisha. Zog de Gemara, it's not a psikreisha. It's not a aveira bichlal. He doesn't need it. So it has to be mutar even alibed Rabbi Yehuda. It's, you know? Has a mutar afu alibed Rabbi Yehuda. Why it's totally to Reb Shimon? Think good. If the person is taking off the grapes because he wants to eat grapes, be'etzem is not mechaven to do a meloche. But for Reb Shimon, it's mutar. For Reb Yehuda, it's also. Psikreisha, Reb Shimon also also. No. He has adasim. He's not metaken bichlal. If he's not metaken, has to be mutar. Sayle Reb Yehuda, sayle Reb Shimon. What? Well. Yeah? Do you have a shot? It doesn't help you. But we'll get to it. Well, yeah, you already have an answer? What? Tesis. Rashi doesn't say that. This we call this was tesis, what someone said before. No. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that it's muto because even if you will need it tomorrow. You have a mistake. Look in Rashi inside. Taisa said, tomorrow maybe we'll need it. So if Reb Shimon, it's muta because now he didn't need it. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, poshut muta because it's not a tikkun. Not tomorrow, maybe, yes. Nein. This was the Taisus. But Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Azay frek de Meiri. Zog de Meiri. And listen good. But stay there in the aside. State the Yesod in Rashi. Someone is asking here the Kasha in the Nusach. What would be Lefiri? A person has a grape, Adasim. He has 100 Adasim. Yeah? Normally, yeah? Has 100 Adasim. Now it's one more Adasim with grapes. He takes off the grapes because he wants to fix it. It's Muter also. For sure also. Even that he doesn't need the Adasim. If he wants to make the Adasim, Avada it's Muter. It's Mefush in the Mishnah. That it's only mutar if he's taking them la'achile. If he's not taking la'achile, it's mutar. I think this is poshut.
Why? It's also la'achile.
What?
I kind of want the tikkun, but it's also la'achile.
You're asking both. I'm asking he only wants the tikkun.
Right,
he doesn't want to eat it. He eat grapes of adasim, my daughter. He doesn't want to eat it. He's fixing the adasim. He doesn't want to eat it. Alicia, he doesn't want to eat it. I'm asking what if he doesn't want to eat. He doesn't want it, he's throwing it in the garbage. He doesn't want it. No Shaykh is oil. No Shaykh is oil. Shaykh is oil. Shaykh is oil. If he's mechaven, avada it's also. Mefurash in the Gemara. Im liktom leachilo muto. Nish nish. Nish nish. Only leachilo it's muto. If it's not leachilo, it's not muto. If it's not nachil, it's not mutar. Zog de Meiri and Suke, go to a next step now. He's mechaven leachile. Right? Listen carefully. He's mechaven leachile. Zog de Gemara is mutar, doshem is chaven. Zog de Gemara is psikreishe. Zog de Gemara, is lo ishante achise. Is lo ishante achise. Is lo ishante achise. Vali has a different ishane. Vali has a different ishane. So bemele, Zog Rashi, so he's not a metaken. He's not a metaken. So we're asking if he's not a metaken, mein af kemine, Rabbi Yudim Rab Shimon? The Torah says Azay. Rab Shimon holds dovor she'ein miskaven as muter. You're allowed to take off the grapes. I'm not mechaven to metaken. Rab Yudim holds dovor she'ein miskaven osu. Why? Osu she'ein miskaven kemiskaven. So lefi Rab Yehuda, osu dovo she'eino miskaven kemiskaven. So even when he's not mechaven to tikkun, it's keilu he's mechaven to tikkun. So even if he has a shante achrisa, it's osu. Klo or not klo? As I said, the Meir. Alibe de Rab Yehuda, if he will have a shante achrisa, it's osu alibe de Rab Yehuda. Because he's mechaven. It's a tikkun, he's mechaven. He's mechaven. Also, she'ena mechaven ki mechaven. Aze zog de Meiri, a minute. Ali b'de Reb Shimon, are he's not mechaven. B'meile, if he has a ishan te'achrine, it's muta. Again, if he's mechaven l'kul alme, it's also. This person is not mechaven. Zogt Rash, zogt Meiri, Ali b'de Rashi, im is lo ishan te'achrisa, Ali b'de Reb Shimon, so he's not a metaken. Aber Ali b'de Reb Yudah also she'ena mechaven ki mechaven. What? Where? What? The London is going back? Both. What is not good now in the Rashi and Sukkah? A person is melaket and of him. He's ainu mechaven. Why is not? He's ainu mechaven. He's taken leachile and he's ainu mechaven to tikkun. So Rashi is lo shan tachis. It's not a tikkun. But I asked if he's mechaven. It's a tikkun. Yes. If he's mechaven, it's a tikkun. So lefi Rab Yehuda, it's called mechaven. Because ainu mechaven ki mechaven lefi Rab Yehuda. B'meila, it's called a tikkun. Alim ad Reb Shimon. So it comes out now a meshuna de kechidush, and I want you to have the nusach. The nusach shteid aklo. You're allowed to take off the grapes if you mechaven leachile. Frek de gemore, but it's a psikreisha that you metaken. Listen. It's a psikreisha that you metaken. And for the gemore, I'm not a metaken. Isle shante achrisa. Why if Rabbi Yehuda it's also? Because ain't a mechaven ki mechaven. Why if Rabbi Shimon it's muto? I'm not miskaven. But it's a psikreisha. Comes out like this. Psikreisha le Rabbi Shimon that is also is lower from ain't a miskaven le Rabbi Yehuda. Dehainu, when a person does it ain't a mechaven le Rabbi Yehuda, he's ki mechaven. And it'd be also because it's kilu fixing it. When it's a psikreisha le Reb Shimon, that we say that Reb Shimon, Abaye v'Rovid Amri Tarvayu, moide Reb Shimon v'psikreisha. But it's not considered kemechaven. The psikreisha Zog Rashi doesn't make it kemechaven. Psikreisha is also, but it's not kemechaven. The psikreisha doesn't make me kemechaven. Zog de Meiri de Yesoy. The nusach we have here. Later Be'ez Hashem, if we manage to get... to the amkes of the sugya, this yesod will answer all of the kashas that we didn't answer yet. We'll see later. Everything fits with this yesod be'etzem. Aber lefi de Meiri and the Rashi, we have the nusach. We have a gemara. You're allowed to melaket anovim. What does that say? Yesod shmi yesod. You have a melaket anovim leachile. You're allowed to. Freidig mor psikreshe metaken, so trashi is lo shande achrisa se sanu tikun. Why the Rabbi Yehuda is also? Because as if I'm mechaven, it's called a tikkun. The Rabbi Yehuda is called mechaven. But the Rabbi Shimon, even though it's a psikreishe, it's not called a mechaven. Psikreishe doesn't make it mechaven. It makes it also, but it doesn't make it mechaven. Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't a miskaven ke miskaven. So the vial, it's a yesoid. To make this yesoid nice, just to finish a lishitosoi, before we'll use it later. It's mamish l'shitosoi the Rashi and the Oruch. It's mamish l'shitosoi the Rashi and the Oruch. The Oruch that learns that psikreishes and antzadi the nichalei learns that alibe the Reb Shimon what the psikreisha does and makes him a chaven. The Oruch can never say Rashi shtikul teire. That what? He has a different adas, and for Rabbi Yehuda it's also because it's kemechaven, and for Rabbi Shimon even after the psikreisha is not kemechaven. The Oruch learned that the psikreisha makes it kemechaven. This means he said like nichel is mutter. So for Mele he never wanted to say like Rashi. Rashi that learns like Rabbi Shimon, psikreisha said kemechaven. Was a problem that it's not a part of the peula. Psikreisha made it a part of the peula, but not kemechaven. Was a problem that ain't a mechaven, mostly for Rabbi Shimon. Shkop, I mean. That's because it's not called a haircut, it's called combing, yeah? Psikreisha needed to make it a part of the maise. Aber Bichlandish mechaven? Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't mechaven ke mechaven. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold ke mechaven. So mele Rashi v'shitos, he can say it. The old v'shitos, he cannot say it. This is the Shane part. Already yesterday we said in Ziluf and Anderevek, and we said before that in the Taz, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, here we have it b'shlishis again. The sorry, we said in the Rishonim, the Svore. But again, legufim shel dvorim. What I wonder we will take for later to Miyashiv the Rishonim. We have lemefi the Meiri and the Rashi. It's mefush Meiri and Sugila Med Gimel. Let us see the whole Meiri ba'arachove that comes out that lefi Rabbi Yude einem iskaven is also can it's kemechaven. And Mele, you're not allowed to melaket anovim even letzayir chachile, because it's kemechaven and it's metaken. Mashayin kein. Lefi Reb Shimon, even though it's a psikreisha, and psikreisha is also, aber val, I'm only mechaven leachile, not mechaven letikun, and I have a shante achise, Mele, I'm not called a metaken, Mele, it's mutzah.
Rashi says not psikreisha. Rashi says it's not psikreisha, but don't be asked to psikreisha.
What he means. This is what he means, and if you have a suffix, the Meiri explains. I know you want to push that Rashi is going to taste it. It's not a pshat. I hear what you're saying. What? I said, well, we'll see the Gdorim. What means kemechaven? It's osur kemechaven. It means that it's kilo akavone. The Lashonis we have to, I said, after we have to put all these pieces together. But first, the Yesoid Advorim, I think Advorim Brurim. Now, let me gain to the next Shlav. Before we're using it, I want first to see, we'll see the Reb Chaim, the Sudar, the Yesoid, and then from them we'll go weiter. The Rambam in Perik Yud, Milchi Shabbos Aloche Yud Zayin, the Rambam paskins the Aloche of Mephis Musa. The Rambam paskins the Mephis Musa b'Shabbos im lasis lope chayev im lehoitzi leicho muto. V'im ifiso lehoitzi meno aleicho shebo areize muto. So the Rambam bichlal, the Rambam learns that the Meloche is make bepatish. The Meloche is not bichlal boine. The Meloche is make bepatish. Could be makes it leichter for Abkibei Geskashe. But the Rambam learns that if lasis lope chayev mitzad make bepatish, im lohoitzi min aleicho etzmuta. Frek dem agid mishne akashe. This kashe beetzum we asked yesterday in a andere nusach. Frek dem agid mishne. Frag the Magid Mishnah, how the Rambam paskens? How the Rambam paskens? A Mephis Musa b'Shabbes. Im lasis lo pe chayev. Im lo hoitz ben oleicho. Muter. Why? Frag ter, the Gemara in Shabbos, that we saw yesterday, Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara zogt in Shabbos, that why a mefis musa b'shabes is muter. Zog the Gemara in Shabbos. The reason a mefis musa b'shabes is muter. Omar Rab Yude, Omar Rav. Reb Shimini de Omar melocha shein tzricha legufa muter. Why a mefis musa im lo itz min olecha muter? Omar Rab Yude, Omar Rav. Masnis in mani Reb Shimoni, the Omar melocha shein tzricha legufo potu. So this is the reason you're allowed to be moitzi leicha. Im lasis lo pesach melocha shein tzricha legufo. If it's lo itzi leicha, it's melocha shein tzricha legufo. So it's muter. Frag the magid mishne over the Rambam paskins. Melocha shein tzricha legufo chayev in Shabbos. So how the Rambam paskins hamefis musa b'shabes im lasis lo pei chayov v'im lo itzi leicha muter. Ari the Gemara in Shabbos Kufzayin says why it's muter. Omar Rab Yudah Omar Rav hamefis musa b'shabes im lasis lo pei chayov v'im lo itzi leicha potu omani Rab Shimoni d'Omar melocha sheitzricha legufa potu. Frag the magid mishne. Omar Rab Yudah Omar Rav, Reb Shimoni d'Omar melocha sheitzricha legufa. ואם לאחר שרבינו פה יסתק בפרק ראשון כרב יהודה במלוכה שצריך לגוף שחייב עליה, למה לא חייב באלו שחייב למטה בישראל מנהם שחייגים אורס? אבל דוס את הקשה שטרקה קשה פונו מגין משנה. How the Rambam paskins the halacha of mefis musa im lasis lo pe chayev im lo itzi leicha potu. Ari the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Zayin Amud Beis that we saw yesterday says that omani omar Rab Yude omar Rav omani Reb Shimoni the omar shatzur leguf ha potu v'meilu mokum tzar etz muter. Ari Rambam himself paskins melocha shatzur leguf ha in Shabbos is chayev. Zogt Reb Chaim aposht ha-teretz. Approach the Teretz of Reb Chaim. The Teretz of Reb Chaim be'etzem is one line. You write, the Gemara said that the reason you're allowed to be mefis musa in Shabbos is because melocha she'etzricha legufa potur oleh. You write, the Gemara says it. Zogt Reb Chaim, but I have a taste for this. It's another heter. It's dover she'ena miskaven. You write that it's a psik reisha that I'm nichele, the Aruch says that it's muter. You're right. It's not Gemara and Shas. Tesis as Kashas. Aber, and I'm convinced that I didn't understand. Aber Lemaise state in Tesis that it's called Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. I have an answer. This is bad in the whole Reb Chaim. I have an answer in the Rambam. The Rambam is backward from the Tesis. The Rambam is backward from the Tesis. The Rambam is backward from the Tesis. Tesis says as was that it's Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. So there's a new heter here. As a heter of Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. As a heter of Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. He's not Mechaven Lassus Lepeh. He's not Mechaven Lassus Lepeh. He's only Mechaven Lehoitzi Leicho. Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is Mutter. You write that it's a Psikreisha. You write that it's a Psikreisha. Psikreisha Lehnichele is Mutter. This is Be'etzem Dechap of Reb Chaim. Why the Gemara didn't say it? So Reb Chaim in the end finishes. Because the Gemara is Rab Yudah Amar Rav. Rav holds Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is also. Rav holds Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is also. So while Rav holds Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is also, so Rav can't say it. So Rav has to come to a different heter. Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. We pass when Tzricha Legufa is Chayev. Shmuel pass when Tzricha Legufa is Chayev. But Shmuel Lishitosi has a different heter. What is the heter of Shmuel? Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. This is the first chelik that Be'etzem, Chaim is written a bit, you know, back and forth. But Be'etzem, this is the Iker Kash is. Here in the Magen Mishnah comes a pele, the Rambam paskins, potu, muter. The Gemara says, no, she's really gufa. We paskin, no, she's really gufa chayev. How the Rambam could paskin it? Not a kashe bichlal. Not a kashe bichlal. How the Rambam could paskin it? Are you right that the Melosh is a gufa, the gufa is chayev? But we forgot we're learning a taste for this. It's a new heter. Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. It's Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. It's a heter of Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. You're right. Kveger told us that's not called Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. I could hear the Magid Mishnah look like Kveger. That's not called Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. I could hear from when the Magid Mishnah came. But we have three or four tesim in Shas that call a double sheinim miskaven, we have a glatta heter. You ask me from the Gemara? The Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav al double sheinim miskaven is also.
Why didn't Rav say something that
they hold? People like to say something that they hold, but they're a klal. Yeah? Why Rav is not maimed the mishnah kiloy kishitosoi? This is the kasha. He's maimed kishitosoi. Why to go crooked when he can go straight? Why Rav to be maimed the loy kishitosoi? He's maimed kishitosoi. Not a kasha. Not a kasha. Now Reb Chaim starts. After this, I'm saying it's Chaval because it's written in the end of the Reb Chaim Be'etzem, the Aleph Beis of the Chesh. Zogt Reb Chaim, but I'm asking a following kasha. Even Lefi Rav that holds double shein and miskaven is also, I have a problem. Why the Gemara didn't say mitzad dovor sheinu miskaven? I answer. For the Rambam it's mutar. He holds that Reb Shimon dovor sheinu miskaven is mutar. Glad. The Gemara is going to mitzad dovor sheinu miskaven is also. Alt is glad. But zog Reb Chaim, I have a kasha. If you're calling this dovor sheinu miskaven, and as we have to say that the Rambam was holding like thesis, the loiker Reb Kibbeiger that this is called dovor sheinu miskaven. It's a Pesach and it's a Nekev. It's called dovor sheinu miskaven. So why the Gemara said melocha sheyitzricha legufa? What do you tell me? Because the Gemara is going to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav holds that dovor sheinu miskaven is chayav. So the Gemara cannot say it. Zot Reb Chaim ober teisus was miyased bekol hashas, and Reb Chaim understood that everyone agrees with that. That even if you hold dovor sheinu miskaven is chayav bekol hatirikulo and Shabbos it's patur, because meleches machshavas beina. And Shabbos melechis machshavas beinen. So val and Shabbos melechis machshavas beinen. So b'meile and Shabbos it's potu. So val and Shabbos melechis machshavas beinen. Teisa says that Rav Shimon hold Dovor sheinu miskaven is muter. Rav Yehuda hold osur v'chayev. We already mentioned already in Heyom Mudbeis that Teisa says even that b'kol ha'tirikulo lefi Rav Yehuda Dovor sheinu miskaven is chayev. Aber in Shabbos val you need melechis machshavas. Dovor sheinu miskaven is potu aval osur. So b'meile, why the Gemara didn't say that Mephis Musa im lo'itzi leicha potur because it's dovor sheinu miskaven. It's dovor sheinu miskaven. Rav and Shabbos holds dovor sheinu miskaven is potur. Even b'kol ha'tirikulo is chayev and Shabbos Rav is moide. Rabbi Yehuda, not Rav. Rabbi Yehuda himself, the Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda himself, the Tane, holds dovor sheinu miskaven and Shabbos is potur. So, fragt Reb Chaim. So, why do I have the kasha and the Gemara? Why the Gemara has to come to Melocha Sheyitzricha Legufa to patter him? Patter him as Einu Miskaven, and don't tell me, but that Gemara didn't hold like Reb Shimon; she hold like Reb Yehuda. Are in Shabbos, anyone holds that Dovor Sheinu Miskaven is potu.
Why go crooked when you go straight?
Why it's crooked? It's straight. What is crooked?
You have to say that.
Well, I have to say, but this is straight. I know that. That everyone knows that. This is straight. It's not crooked. Crooked is if you pass it like Rabbi Yehuda to go like Rabbi Shimon, it's crooked. Because you might be the Tana, the Loik of say. But if the Aloha the Lefir Rabbi Yehuda is potu, so you don't have to say. Not only that.
Rabbi Yehuda is a chayav dovor
sheinu miskaven. What? More from that. You don't need to come to the machlekes if it's only legufa or not. It could go lekule alme. Sayle Rabbi Shimon, sayle Rabbi Yehuda, sayle Rabbi Shimon, sayle Rabbi Yehuda. It's mamish straight. Say it's dovor sheinu miskaven, and the mele you potu. Right. Melocha sheyitzricha legufa is right. Melocha sheyitzricha legufa is also a muta. Melocha sheyitzricha legufa is potu or muta. Also potu. Say it's the same thing.
No, because it's hard.
Book him tzal, those things are also book him tzal. As we are. Zal bazach. He's also called it. Book him tzal. Zal bazach. Zal achesh. So no chabo, so the kash is... This is Reb Chaim's kash. This is Reb Chaim's kash. You see Reb Chaim inside. If you see Reb Chaim inside the Dibra Maschil Ve'anire, then the last three lines. And lefi ze tzorchin asugye, the toli v'dino tzor gufe, v'ohocha have a dovor sheinu miskaven, the b'shabes muter min ha'teira lekule alme v'tzorichiyun. Dibra Maschil Ve'anire lo yimar b'zeh. The last three lines. And the lefiz etzorchiyon asugi detali lebedim rotzura legufo v'avedomo shen miskaven de Shabbos. De b'Shabbos muta menatera lekule alme v'etzorchiyon. This is Reb Chaim's kash. Zogt Reb Chaim ateretz. You know why the Gemara cannot answer it? Because it's a psikreisha. It's a psikreisha de loy nichale. And this is what we answered in the Rambam. Zogt Reb Chaim, you write this psikreisha de loy nichale. Alibe de Reb Shimon psikreisha de loy nichale is mutar in Shabbos. But alibe de Reb Yude, even that in Shabbos is matir bedobo sheinu miskaven, be psikreisha, even if it's a psikreisha de loy nichale, Reb Yude is mechayef min atayir. Again, we're asking a kasha. The Gemara could have said Dovah Shem Miskaven for Reb Shimon and Zmuta. The Gemara is a Libet Reb Yude. But the kasha is even a Libet Reb Yude, you could say Dovah Shem Miskaven and Zmuta. Even a Libet Reb Yude, Dovah Shem Miskaven and Shabbos is potur, is not chayiv. So why the Gemara didn't say that it's as Dovah Shem Miskaven, a Libet Reb Yude and Shabbos? The answer is because it's a psikreisha. I have a psikreisha, what I answered and the Rambam that it's mutar, it's a psikreisha. That is a psikreisha le'nichalei. No, it's a psikreisha le'nichalei, so what I'm saying now, that if Reb Yude it's chayev, yeah. Zogt Reb Chaim, and this is the Yesed of Reb Chaim. The psikreisha de le'nichalei, alibe de Reb Shimon and Shabbos, it's mutar le'katchile. Or if you don't know, because it's a kulo, psikreisha de le'nichalei is mutar le'katchile. Over Alibe the Reb Yude, even that he said in Shabbos, because Melechus Machshavos, he holds Dovah Shel Miskaven as Mutar, if it becomes a psikreisha, even if it's a psikreisha of Loinichalei, you chayev. Zogt Reb Chaim, why? Zogt Reb Chaim, I'll explain to you. We pask like Reb Shimon, Dovah Shel Miskaven as Mutar. I'm mechaven to do this, not mechaven to do that. Mutar. Psikreisha, keilo I was mechaven both. Beloinichalei, we don't say kilo, I was mechaven both. B'meile, you're allowed to mefis musa and Shabbos. Why? Psikreisha, ain't a miskaven. Psikreisha, psikreisha le'nichale, is muta. Again, I'm allowed to mefis musa and Shabbos. Why? Ain't a miskaven. Psikreisha, psikreisha le'nichale. Psikreisha le'nichale. Psikreisha le'nichale, is muta. I'm not mechaven. Fir Reb Shimon, so b'meila you're allowed to be mefis musa and Shabbos. Why? Ain't a miskaven. Psikreisha, le'nichale. I'm allowed to. Lefir Reb Yude, a dovah she'ain't a miskaven b'kol ha'tirikula is also. Why in Shabbos is muta? Be'in el meleches machshavos. I have to be aware on what I'm doing. I'm not aware on what I'm doing. If it's psikreisha, I'm aware. My nafkemine if it's nichele or loy nichele. What's the nafkemine? Reb Yude holds ain't a miskaven ke miskaven. Nachman. Reb Yude holds ain't a miskaven ke miskaven. Ain't a miskaven ke miskaven. This is what Reb Yude holds. Ain't a miskaven ke miskaven. This is what Reb Yude holds. So while Reb Yude holds ain't a miskaven ke miskaven, while Reb Yude holds ain't a miskaven ke miskaven, I have a kavon. Rabbi Yudah holds I have a kavanah. So while Rabbi Yudah holds that I have a kavanah, so I'm mechaven. But for Rabbi Yudah, I'm mechaven completely. So why in Shabbos I'm potu? Meleches machshavos. I have to be aware to what I'm doing. I'm doing one thing, and the other thing is happening. I'm not aware. If it's a psikreisha, I'm aware. So this is the chap of Reb Chaim. The Chab of Reb Chaim is like this. We pass in Dovah Sheinu Miskaven as Mutar. Why we pass in Dovah Sheinu Miskaven as Mutar? You're allowed to be Mefis Musa and Shabbos. Einu Miskaven. It's a Psikreisha. Psikreisha is not called a Psikreisha. psikreishe de leinichele is not called a psikreishe. Aye, why the Gemara didn't answer it? The Gemara is a libe de Rab Yude. The Gemara is a libe de Rab Yude. So while the Gemara is a libe de Rab Yude, the Gemara can answer it. The kasha is of Rab Yude is moide in Shabbos. Dan eine chenami dom she miskaven ki miskaven. Aber in Shabbos you need meleches machshabes. And maybe for Rab Yude it has to be muta. If you need a meleches machshabes. The Torah says, you're right that you need a Melech Machshavas. What is the part of the Melech Machshavas? That I need to be aware to what I'm doing. While I need to be aware to what I'm doing, Shem Yud. While I need to be aware to what I'm doing, while I need to be aware to what I'm doing, and if I'm not aware to what I'm doing, Memele, I'm not Chayev. So Memele, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yudah holds in Shabbos that it's Mutter. Rabbi Yudah holds in Shabbos that it's Mutter. So while Rabbi Yudah holds in Shabbos that it's Mutter, so Lechure, the Gemara couldn't answer it, even Alibid Rabbi Yudah. Even Alibid Rabbi Yudah. The answer is, it's a psikreisha. While it's a psikreisha, so I know what I'm doing. It's one peula. It's loy nichele. Loy nichele makes that it's not a miskaven. But if Rabbi Yudah, I don't need a miskaven. Ain't a miskaven, ki miskaven. This is the yesod of Reb Chaim. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we have to finish the sugya. I want also to finish a little bit the Rishonim, maybe a little bit to go weiter, and also to misakim what comes out aloch el maisa from the sugya. And Be'ez Hashem, in Yom Rishon, we'll start after this.